Lawmakers in Washington State will be heading back to Olympia in about a month. They've got a lot of items on their agenda. But a group of women who signed an anti-harassment letter are calling for specific changes to make the workplace safer at the Capitol. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has details.
Among their priorities, the women say they want a safe and neutral place to formally and informally report allegations of misconduct. Right now, complaints go through the House or Senate administrations. The women say that can be a deterrent to reporting. The group of women is also asking the Washington House and Senate to collaborate and work together to tackle workplace climate issues in the Capitol. Currently, the two chambers have their own anti-harassment policies and work groups. The priorities were outlined in an email to more than 230 women who signed a Stand With Us letter to legislative leaders. Lobbyist Rebecca Johnson is one of the organizers of that effort.
The culture of sexual assault, the culture of sexual harassment thrives in secrecy, and that veil of secrecy has been lifted. And I think that's what changes the culture. That's what changes the institution.
Johnson says these proposals came out of a recent and unprecedented gathering of nearly 60 women who met to talk about their experiences with harassment at the Capitol. In a statement, the newly appointed Secretary of the Senate responded that addressing these issues is a top priority. He said he plans to review the request from the Stand With Us group. The Senate has already mandated annual sexual harassment training for all senators and all staff. The Washington House did not immediately respond to a request for comment. However, that chamber is working with an outside consultant to update its workplace policies and has ramped up sexual harassment trainings in advance of the 2018 session. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.